saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Yes, people, your ears do not deceive you. Your eyes did not deceive you. It is your two boys, your menaces alive. We are here to grace thy and bless thy ears once again.
All right, so I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meech presents
the Blurred City Podcast.
All right, so this is either our third or our fourth Valentine's Day special. We are on a long break hiatus, probably our longest break we're taking because life has been hectic and will continue to be hectic all of 2026. So it won't stop. We are considering a May return because one person's hecticness will slightly change compared to another's, and then the hecticness will still continue in different ways. A lot of life changes happening. So.
Ooh, yeah. Life change is happening real quickly for some people. But hey, that's what I said. Like, May might be the return day, but then soon afterwards, like later in the year, we may have to go on another.
Yeah, it definitely won't be like how we've done it the past two seasons, where we've been dropping like 20 plus episodes, sometimes also dropping weekly reviews of TV shows as well, as much fun as that has been, because we have a lot going on. So yeah, ideally made a July range, we can come back, hit the big movies, and then figure out what's going on later in the year. But we're going to get into a lot. Again, it's Valentine's Day. Don't know what day we're dropping this yet. Probably that Friday or Thursday, just so you can have it as people travel to different places to meet their Valentines or to just stay in and kick it. So with that, we're going to get into a lot. We're going to be talking about some of the best ships in anime history, get into some of our mailbag from the listeners, and then get into a very deep conversation regarding direction of the pod. So with that, we need an especially strong legal spiegel.
All right, let's do this one time for the one time. The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so with this, again, we are going to talk about this episode, the best ships in anime history. I initially was thinking, should we do best relationships? But sometimes the people that end up together are not the ships that we want, which has happened in multiple anime and manga, which has induced rage. So with this, we're going with ships. Also, relationships will kind of, if we were to go that route, would kind of spoil some current anime that are going on. So wanted to avoid that. So we're sticking with the word ships. So if you want to describe and define what shipping means.
All right. Shipping is defined basically in the nerddom dictionary. Actually, that shouldn't be a thing. Screw the urban dictionary. It should be the nerd dictionary. But essentially what that means is that so in a particular media, people like to often put two characters in a romantic relationship, whether it makes sense or not. And because of that, that's what it's called, ships, for relationships. So people like are clamoring for like these certain people to like certain characters to get together and be an item one way or another. But sometimes the creators follow through on said ships. Sometimes they've been building up to it for the past, well, since the show or series starts. Sometimes it comes out of nowhere. And sometimes it crashes and burns, and sometimes it doesn't happen at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just like real life.
so true. All right, so with this, we're just gonna touch on all animes. Meech, if you want to, you can start first.
All right, so starting off with a particular ship that many people like wanted to happen, but it ended up not happening. I'm starting off strong with the big three, Ichigo and Rukia. Many people shipped them together.
That's on my list.
Yep. That was the first one I had to kick it off strong with big three with Ichigo, especially since he's in the big zeitgeist right now. More about that in the What's Hot.
Yeah, so I like that one too. Now, since watching it and reading it, we both know like who all ends up together at the end of the actual franchise and manga. But for me personally, it was like Ichigo and Orihime, just because like for my next one, it kind of corresponds to another character. Like that's a big ship, but I like that dynamic. It's just that for people in general, like the bigger audience, the Rukia Ichigo ship, I feel like people were more on board with, especially if you just consider the like the totality of the anime, like
Yep.
starting with those two together. He gets her his power, well, awakens his powers from her, ends up saving her in the first arc, and just kind of that relationship that they build is dope.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And honestly, I say like there was no wrong answer with that one when it comes to either Ichigo and Orihime or Ichigo and Rukia, only because like again, you can arguably make points for both.
Yeah,
Yeah, this is
because it's
like
like, yeah, go ahead.
I was to say, like, this is like one of those ships, like, where, hey, you have points for both sides, but either way, one side gonna get disappointed.
Yeah, because like if you think about it, like in the first arc or the main arc, kind of the Soul Society, Ichigo then saves Rukia, but when they go to Wako Mundo, which is another dope arc, he's saving Orihime, and then you see like kind of like with that, and that leads to one of the greatest transformations and fights in that franchise history.
The
So
biggest crash out.
yes, so for my next one, again, because I was keeping it in the same vein, this is one of the biggest ships in all of anime, in my opinion, Naruto and Hinata. So that is definitely the ship that I feel like took so long and had so many start and stop points.
Yeah, it did. Well, it's also a case where like it was strongly one-sided
Yes.
until literally near the end of the series, and you had to create a whole movie to explain to basically get to that point. But then again, that's also probably due to the fact that Kishimoto, the creator of Naruto, was very well, he wasn't vocal, but many people would notice, like, yeah, he doesn't do like relationship characters well. So it's like, yeah, it kind of makes sense that.
That explain it, because like the part where it kind of didn't make sense, where they waited until the movie The Last to actually cover it, is that when he fought Pain, Hinata explicitly said, "I love you," which is
And
like a, yeah.
yeah, and it just does not get followed up at all.
Ever.
Like he crashed out over her,
Exactly.
but that's it.
Dude, like for Sasuke, he will awoken four tails. For Hinata, literally is about to go nine tails when he saw her die right in front of him. And I think a part of it is filler, so it's like a lot of it expands how big it is. But I mean, immediately after that, I believe they go into the war arc, and it's like they don't really interact until that one section again that shows how important Hinata is when Neji dies. And spoiler alert for something that happened like 10 years ago. But when Neji dies, and then she like slaps him back to like his senses with that, and it's so crazy how much of a gap there is between those moments.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, like nobody in the anime like really like except Asuma, and then the other sensei is like really like relationship wise. I mean, they tease like Tsunade and Jiraiya, which I feel like is another good ship,
Ooh, yeah, it's a good
but
ship till
things happen.
six rods, all I'm gonna say.
Next for you.
All right, so the next ship on the list for me is actually going to be a bit of a modern one. We got my boy from Dandadan, my boy Ken
Yes.
Momo. Good heavens, because I finally caught up on Dandadan over this break.
Oh, so you caught the end of it?
Yes, I did.
Oh boy.
And all I say is like that entire ship of like, will they, won't they? I'm like, please, please. It makes too much sense. Please. Especially all that this man goes through just
Yes.
for her. And even like at the beginning, like when she, it's like, hey, like I got like this weird quirk about me too. But, and they both find each other like, oh, neat. But yeah, and then of course, the rest of the series started happening and goes completely sideways. But still, it's just the fact that like it's a great ship in my opinion. Like they are actually meant to be. Yeah.
It is because I feel like it's natural for well, I don't feel like they're forcing it at all with in terms of just like how it starts off with like one believing in supernatural forces, one believing in aliens, and just how they kind of naturally came together because of the etchy grandma. And then just like yeah, how you see how they react and then getting to the that final scene at the end of season two and you're like, oh. But it was funny. In the comments for that, they are like, oh, she killed the other girl because she blew up the house. But that's a really good one. So for my next one, I'm gonna go a very classic one, one that probably meant a lot to us when we were in elementary school. Throwback. I'm gonna go Ash and Misty. I feel like a lot of people were like, yo, those two need to hook up. Obviously, age stuff, but like back then we kind of were like, oh yeah, Ash and Misty, they have a good chemistry. The fact that they brought Misty back for like the final episodes of Ash's arc before wrapping that up. And then she was also a recurrent character. So I feel like she pushed Ash to be like a better trainer in a sense. And also being like the first one to like travel with him.
Definitely. She is like the first. She definitely has like a lot of chemistry there. But many also contend that Serena from the X and Y series is also another good ship as well, only because of the fact like she's the only one who, the only of Ash's companions to had a full confirmed crush on him. They
That's a good
knew each
point.
other since they were kids, and she kisses him in
She
the
did.
end. So,
That's a good one.
spoiler, but yeah. So it's like, hey, that could work.
Right, what you got next?
All right, next one is again off the heels of the break. There was another couple. Like I fully shipped them together. They have to be by the end of this series, Lloyd and Yor Forger.
That's a good one.
I need it because, like, again, this is a whole series about them faking being a family, but I want it to be to where, like, by the end of it, they actually become a real family. Just the wacky hijinks they get into just to maintain the cover, but you're starting to see cracks where, like, well, obviously, Yor is basically falling
Hopeless.
for him, but Lloyd, you starting to see cracks in him, like, in like one of the most recent episodes of like season three. I'm not gonna delve too much into it, but he has a chance to off somebody close to her, and he doesn't because of
York.
Yor.
It's tough, man, because like especially not going too deep, but as we learn Lloyd's backstory and how he became a spy, just the fact that knowing he's had to use everybody, like we still don't know what his actual real name is and stuff like that. And I wonder, because I know the manga isn't done yet, and I know that I think they haven't like figured out anything yet, but it's just tough. I wonder like if either everybody finds out about each other first, or if Operation Strix finishes first, if it does finish, and like how does that get handled? Because it's going to be heartbreaking to be like Lloyd is like, yo, I gotta leave the both of you, because like I feel like Yor will survive, but I feel like Anya, man, that would be just like heartbreaking to see her, lose her found family.
Oh no, nah, and I am 100% sure. Like, if that were to ever happen, she would just.
This audio was created with async.com.
100% sure. Like, if that were to ever happen, she would just snap, go right into assassin mode.
I mean, what happens to Bond? Gotta keep the doggy.
Oh, well, it's gonna end up with Anya.
Has to. But they ain't got nobody to take care of him.
Ooh, dang. Yeah, they're gonna have to be together for the plot.
So that's tough. All right, so for my next one, I'm gonna go with a tragically fated one, one that broke a lot of hearts and was a lot of pain. I'm gonna go with Eren and Mikasa. That was one teased very early on. Again, I kind of have a vein of, secret loves for each other with the shy girls, but like Mikasa clearly was in love with Eren. And it was very shiesty how Eren had to, like, turn her against him. And what he did, what he said to her was wild. But I mean, just the fact that they couldn't be together from history, because Eren literally controlled everything, essentially, up to a certain point, and he loved her. And like he told Armin that, and it was like, yo, there was nothing I could do to stop that. And the fact that they were just like caught up in that cycle, I mean, I don't know if, like the future thing is like canon of a different place. That part confuses me, like when they're like modern day Eren, Mikasa, and Armin, but just the fact that,
I was like, oh, I just remember what you talked about. Yeah.
yeah. It's just the fact that I don't want to spoil it, but the fact that it ended the way it ended and how heartbreaking it was for the character to do what the character had to do to stop everything was just like, man, if only she would have told him back when they were in Marley that one time. You wonder. And the fact that Eren knew she couldn't or wouldn't is just like heartbreaking. So that's one of the best ships in there. Obviously Armin and Annie is another one. So
All right, so for my next one, oh, you want to go down some tragedy? All
let's stay
right,
there.
here, all right, let's stay in there. Let's go with Shoya Ishida and Shoko Nishima from A Silent Voice.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go there. You wanted to go down some tragedy? This is a tragedy.
Movie that always brings me tears. Jeez Louise.
Yep, the classic story of bully who bullies somebody so much to where they had to transfer just because of reasons. I ain't gonna say it exactly on the podcast for people who are sensitive to said topic. But in any case, like A, and then just seeing like him years later struggling with the very same thing to finally put himself in her shoes and wanting to develop a connection with her. And then obviously like with the sheer amount of just the sheer amount of just tomfoolery that happens. I
Trauma, yeah.
Of just drama, tomfoolery, miscommunications, just all around, and then reopening of old wounds. Ooh, it becomes it, it's a tough move. It's a tough one to watch.
Yeah, staying down the depression route. I haven't seen this anime. I will probably never watch this anime, especially in this time period, but Your Lie in April.
No. Please don't do it to yourself. I did. Oh, God.
I know what happens. I can't do it.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Why'd you have to bring that up, man?
Best shifts. I know it's an incredible couple in that one, but I cannot watch Your Lie in April. Just like sticking with something else, since that's something I just can't do it. Going happy, Vegeta and Bulma. I think this is like one of the first reverse tsundere couples, with Vegeta just like absolutely. But it's so funny because, like in Super, when Goku was like, "What's a kiss?" But he has like two kids. And Vegeta's looking at him like, what are you talking about?
But fortunately, it'll be fixed. It will be fixed.
Just see like Vegeta clearly, like his relationship with Trunks is tough, but you see Bulma has him in check, compared, and you see the love. I mean, the moment he snapped, and again we're gonna see this moment again, is with Lord Beerus, where it's like, yo, you can treat me however you want to treat me, but you ain't gonna touch my wife. Like, we gonna have to fight about that. I don't care if you're Destroyer God or not.
You got
So
run these.
we got to, even if I gotta die, you can't just be smacking up my wife like that. So definitely got to give love. That's one of like the OG anime couples.
And let's go ahead and continue on the happy train. Something that ends up being happy, especially towards the end, is in Sailor Moon, with Sailor Moon and Mr. Tuxedo. Oh, wait, Master Tuxedo? I mean, Tuxedo Mask. My goodness, my gracious. Sorry, that's how you know my brain is fried. But still, it's like a seeing them, like, when you think about very classic, you
Yes.
think about, like, you know, how she's like, oh, he's like very mysterious, very cool. And this ends up being the personality of all the girls everywhere. Like, oh yeah, the mysterious one has to be the cool one, and I want to be with the cool one.
Every anime ever.
But eventually, like, it does end up being just as important and very just as impactful on both sides. You can see how they both end up becoming better because of it, and I find it to be a good ship right there.
Okay, so if we're sticking with early Adult Swim days, going to Inuyasha. I think we've had a conversation about this. Now, you said Inuyasha was better with, it's not, which one is the non-reincarnation, the original version? It's
Kikyo.
Kikyo. Yes. You said that was better than Kagome, right? When we talked before, or was it reverse?
Oh no, I think it was reversed in my
So you
opinion.
thought Kagome was the better one?
Only because of the fact, like, again, Kikyo shot this man
Like literally killed.
into
Yeah.
a it sealed this man in a tree. All bets are off at that point. It's like, imagine your wife seals you up right as you pour your heart out to her. Nah. It's you just wait till I get out of here.
Reaper death seal. That's a good one. So another one, just keeping it big. Not too much of an exploratory one, but Deku and Ochako, I think they said the author created another story to wrap up their relationship and confirm it, if I'm not wrong.
Basically, it was just an extra, it was like an extra chapter, like an extra couple of pages to the last chapter. That basically
But
explores that.
you just see throughout My Hero Academia their relationship with each other and how they keep pushing each other forward, and then even Ochaka being the one to, like, when he was in the Dark Deku era, his Edgelord era, and just being like, hey man, this dude is doing all this to help us. We gotta reach out our hands to him. We gotta fight for Deku because he's fighting for us. And just like that, the final scenes in as the anime closed, where he rushes to her, and just, yeah, I like relationships where both characters push each other forward. I think that those kind of are the ones that kind of stick. So I think that's a big one for me.
All right. If you're gonna talk about that, talk about a classic one of two couples together, or just famous ship. Like, we talked about the anime before, but I'm surprised that it took us this long to talk about these two, Jesse and James.
Are they together?
Not
Well, we're talking
confirmed.
about ships. We're talking about
We're
ships.
talking
Yeah.
about ships, but it's not confirmed
That's a
one
good
way or
one.
another.
That's a good one.
Like, think about it. They unified in one goal. They both cross-dress. And they're both idiots.
They have, the same vowels that they say together at the same time, and they have a joint pet cat, so they're a living family.
Exactly. They're already there.
That's a good one. Okay, so for the next one, I'm gonna go one more big one before I start going off the beaten path of just things that are personal ones for me. But this last one, Rim and Subaru. I would
Ooh.
not do the rant that I've done before.
I was gonna say, like, so no Amelia?
Subaru and Amelia are such a bad couple. Because I feel like, well, one, Subaru is like such a simp for her. And I don't under because mostly because she's pretty, but I feel like with Rem, that was like a relationship that developed, and the fact that they put her on ice for like two straight seasons just so she could be out of the way for Subaru is insane. So that's why I think it's the best one. And it's clearly that Rem loves Subaru way
Oh
more than
yeah,
Amelia does.
easily
No,
she.
like even in that, okay, now I'm starting to get heated up. Okay, so in season one, when this man like died 50 times in a row, it felt like after when he was fighting Beltagese,
Oh
and like
yeah.
that one episode where he gets his head chopped off because he's like carrying like the dead body. Dude, like he's like, yo, I can't do this anymore. Please, Rem, let's like run away together. And like let's live a happy life. And Rem literally goes to him, I would enjoy that. I want to do that, but I know that would not be the Subaru that I've come to love. That just wouldn't be like aligned with you. I'm gonna be by your side either way, but I think you need to fight through this. She didn't let him run, pushed him forward, and he was able to solve it. It is just like Amelia doesn't do that for him. That's what pisses me off about that. We need Rin back from get her memories back.
We do. Yeah, we do. And we all know how much I despise this anime past season one, but Kirito and Asuna from Sword Art
Ooh.
Online.
Had to do it.
Had to. When you think about ships, you think about them. Especially in terms of the isekai, like you think about them, because the fact like they go through so much, especially in such an ordeal, and the fact that this man Kirito, like, spoiler, when she dies at the end of season one, he both loses the will to live and crashes out at the same time, like, and then of course when you get to season two
Off the rails.
and just how completely bonkers that story got, still is just the fact, like, oh, hey, like, what's his motivation for season two? It's get Asuna back. So,
I will say that Alicization kind of helped that anime, but it had lost so much goodwill, is the problem.
yeah, that's why I said, like, I can't do it. I can't do it after season two.
All right, so I'm gonna just speed run mine, and then after that you can just like drop yours. But there's this one anime called Horimiya, which is super good. For the two ships with that one, another one, Aruma and Amuri from Welcome to Demon School, Aruma-kun, and that one I absolutely love it because it's kind of what I talked about where she pushes him forward because he's like a human in like a demon society, and like she's like you kind of need to get to my level to be able to walk beside me. In a sense, like she likes him, but at this stage they don't know it. And that pushes him forward to like be better. And then as he starts to catch up, she's like, I can't let you still got to be behind me. I got to push myself forward. So I like that. And then another one that was kind of controversial how it ended, but there's this one anime called My Romantic Teenage Comedy Snafu. And so with that, it was kind of like a three love triangle. So there's like Takuya Iguchi, and then there's Yukino, and then Yui. So one of them is like the ice queen of the high school, and the other one is like the bubbly, like kind of airhead thing. And I tell you, the fans of these communities were fighting hard for their girls, man. And then when he picked, I actually like both of them. I'm okay with who he picked, but like.
This audio was created with async.com.
Actually like both of them. I'm okay with who he picked, but like I tell you, man, that was heartbreaking when he had to tell the other one that he didn't like her like that. That was insane. It was like three, four seasons of that, but man, that was a good one. So any others that you have?
Oh yeah, so one is from I know this one particular person's gonna love the fact that I mentioned this in Apothecary Diaries with Mao Mao Jinshi, It's just constant will they, won't they with them. They just don't seem to be on the same romantic page, but hey, people ship them like crazy, and so does the show. But and then of course, I need to get into the pseudo anime bag with Aang and Katara. Have to, like they're very famous, very big ship right there. And then if we're sticking in the same vein as pseudo anime, Dracula and Lisa from Castlevania.
I was literally like, in like when you said pseudo anime, I was like, oh, there's some good Castlevania ships, to be honest with you. That's a good one.
Oh yeah, nah, because like literally you go the one person's gonna be able to turn a Dracula of all people into a good person. But it
Was
also is the same person where when she dies, turns him into the to death itself.
like, you got a year and I'm spinning the block.
A year and it's up for everybody.
And they threw a celebration.
I do the same thing. I'm crashing out.
That's wild.
The whole world burns. It will burn.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And that's the note I'm ending off on.
I like that one. Yeah. And then, yeah, also the other main character, Sophie, and is it Hector in the first one? Because I know they had another.
Oh, yeah.
No, Trevor. One is Trevor and one is Hector, but that was a good one. So transitioning from there, we can get into our Valentine's Day mailbag, which will consist of a multitude of questions from our listeners.
All right, so here's a couple of questions. Here's one from our boy Moran Jojo. He asks each of us, who is your favorite anime couple?
Well, I already said mine. It is Naruto and Hinata.
Yep,
Day one for me.
pretty much that for you. And then for me, it would have to be Okarun and Momo, only
That's a
because
good
like
one.
as of right now, like they are just so adorable, and then we get the end of season two. Woo!
Oh, boy.
But yes, and then another question is from one Queen Victoria Houston. She asks, in reference to the Chainsaw Man movie,
Ooh.
do we feel that Denji and Reze could have ended up as a couple if Makima did not interfere?
No, because you read the manga, I haven't. So I'm about to say something, so don't confirm or anything, but I believe she worked for the Gun Devil. The Gun Devil wasn't gonna let that happen. So I think either way, Rezzy was gonna get up out of the paint. With that, and then Denji is just so down bad for Makima that I don't think she would ever would have allowed that to happen. Even if she didn't kill Rezzy. Or well, technically she didn't kill him, but you get the point.
And for me, I say like there could have been a chance because of just for the sheer fact like hey, he was falling for her throughout the movie. So like there is that attraction there, and especially like when he was pleading for her to stay. Like I was like, oh yeah, the feelings are still there, and he still ended up at that cafe waiting for her with the flowers. And
Don't
let's
get
know,
me,
like he could have, like he still wanted it to go through with it.
Don't get me wrong. I think that they both liked each other and they would have went there. I just think that outside forces, regardless, would have prevented them from being like a long-term couple.
Oh yeah, it would not have ended well. It probably would have ended the same way, but it's just a matter of who would have been the one to
would have
do
done
it.
it? Yeah.
But yeah, I say like they still would have been a couple. It was just been a traffic chick one.
Well, this seems like an anime where it's just like tragedy befalls tragedy. And the comedy kind of hides it because homegirl that died in the first season, where obviously, I mean, they had like a thing, but it wasn't like, the puke girl. They had a thing, but it wasn't like, couple stuff and then just all the different things. But yeah, I think we both agree is that they would have tried it, but it just wouldn't have worked because of outside forces.
Most definitely. Most definitely. All right. Next question from Ito from the Ito podcast is, what is your favorite character personality that we like in a person?
So, since Shonen is probably the biggest anime that I consistently watch, and a character, I would say, I don't want to say never give up, but like kind of just like that perseverance type deal. I think some of the best animes of all times, if you think of Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, a lot of the characters in Attack on Titan, Naruto, Bleach, One Piece. I mean, Pokemon Yu-Gi-Oh, the main thing is that it's like, hey, when you are confronted with struggle and you do have struggle in life, whatever that may be, you keep fighting through it and not giving up. I think it can be hokey depending on who does it. But I do think a lot of the times when it's done, it's so true to character. For like even with Deku, where it's like I completely disagree with how he felt about Shigaraki. And I think he should have got Shigaraki out the paint when it was possible to, but because, yes, but because of like how he felt, ultimately, like there was no other way to beat Shigaraki. Like he couldn't have like beat him like hand to hand the way I would have won it. But him being true to character allowed him to do that. And we talk about Talk No Jutsu all the time, but it worked. So yeah.
I like that character trait as well. I think like one of my favorite traits is being able to make a good speech. When you think of some of the best speeches of all time, Erwin, my soldiers push forward, my soldiers scream out. I'm already on my feet. Captain America, he gives them speeches. My name is Optimus Prime. I'm already standing. I'm like, all right, what you need me to do, sir? I'm fighting. But that it doesn't always have to be for heroes. I mean, Aizen. Pain, cycle of hatred. Nah. That's enough of the speech for me. Like, this brother's spitting. But yeah, being able to make a good speech is like is a very great character trait that I kind of personally vibe with. Though if we ain't talking about that, is people who won't, like, if they're determined to do something, they won't stop until they accomplish it. Go through hell or high water to make sure it goes down.
Gotta find the One Piece.
All right. And then the last question I got from one Rita Salazar is oh, let me pull it up and read, because I just had it and then I almost forgot. It's like, it let's say you guys are dating like your favorite perfect person. How far would you be willing to go to save that person if they were dying?
What are they dying from?
They just said they're dying.
I don't know. I'm not gonna pull One More Day from Spider-Man. I need parameters on this. Okay, so if it's an illness thing, and let's say we live in like a magical sorcerer type deal, I won't do a One More Day. I feel like any deals with the devil is off. Not gonna pull a Will from Baldur's Gate. Although he did have a good point in doing it. If it's like sickness stuff, I'm just gonna assume it's a fantasy world for
Yeah,
that.
yeah, 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 yeah. That's the level I'm thinking of. It's like, all right, we're in fantasy settings. Like, if it's real life, hey, I'll donate kidneys, whatever and whatnot, but
Yes. If it's fantasy stuff, like yeah, going through to the ends of the earth, yada yada yada. Dang. I know Mr. Freeze went through a lot to try to save his wife, but he turned into a villain because of it. That's the dangerous thing. Like, if you think of also like Spider-Man 2,
Oh yeah, Doc. Oh
he
no. Nah.
killed it. So you kind of got to be careful with it. I think if it's a point where it's like there's nothing you can do, kind of like with Aunt May in the One More Day storyline, you got to charge it to the game. But I mean, if it's like not illness or like, with that, or it's like, say, gets kidnapped, yo, we gotta take the deals. Like, that's where I would like actually like take those evil deals and stuff like that, where it's like, I need the power to save them rather than it's like, hey, you need to accept this, I can erase it
Yeah.
type deal.
Oh, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Here's my answer. Has anybody seen Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith? That's how far I'm willing to go.
Didn't save her.
And Lord help her if she dies, because then I'm turning into Dracula from Castlevania. Lord forbid that people are celebrating. Oh, if people start celebrating.
That's
Oh.
the th but the crazy thing is you wouldn't even
Oh.
give him a year. It would be like immediate.
You show right. It wouldn't even be a year.
I
I'll
know
give
you.
y'all 30 seconds to repent.
To run.
It's like you have one word. Make this entertaining for me. Flee.
Right, I hope our significant others heard that and our answers were satisfactory.
Yep. And those are all the questions I had gotten. Did you get
Right.
any?
Yeah, so I had three more. If there's one anime that you could wipe from your memory and watch from the beginning, what would it be?
I have I have two contenders. First answer is always going to be Dragon Ball, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be my
That's
first love.
reasonable, yeah.
Yep. Hey, go ahead, start right back at the beginning. See my boy go from a child to the greatest of all time. And then the next one that I would 100% want to like rewatch is actually Attack on Titan.
That's mine.
Starting over
That's
again
mine.
because of the fact, like, bro, like if I could wipe it from my mind and just rewatch it, amazing. But honestly, like, because I've slowly start like rewatching it as well, as long with a certain person, and just knowing what I know at the end, looking back on it now, whole different experience.
Definitely Attack on Titan is one for me. Especially if you can, if you like get rid of like the weird gaps in the release schedules and stuff like that, and you just kind of like straight through, so you don't like have that frustration. Attack on Titan, just the ending because of the twists that happen, especially like season four, are just bananas. Like it's one of the craziest twists that I've seen in anime. Storytelling, character arcs, the development, like I don't like how things got tied in at the end, and everyone's like, oh, these connections. And if you rewatch it, you're like, oh, I see the connections. So that would be one. I think another one would be Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, if I had to, because it's really good. And a lot of people are like, hey, this is the first anime that you need to watch from the start. So it's like a lot of people's like starter intro anime, and
Yep.
it holds up. So it's really incredible.
To this day.
So yeah, I would do that too because I do like the twist in that, and then m less so about like just story plot, but like the character development in Brotherhood is so incredible.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right, so next question: what anime would improve most without filler? There are
Boy.
two that I'm immediately thinking of.
Boy, without the filler,
Zero filler.
Bleach at one,
Yes.
Naruto at two,
Yes.
Dragon Ball at three.
Wait, okay, so how much filler is in Dragon Ball? Because I mean, this has spanned like 30, 40 years.
This audio was created with async.com.
So how much filler is in Dragon Ball? Because I mean, this has spanned like 30, 40 years.
Okay, so let me put it to you like this. There's a reason that there's a series called Dragon Ball Z Kai.
That's fair.
Because Kai is literally just Z without that excises most of the filler.
Okay. And GT isn't filler, it's just
It's just
non-canon, right?
non-canon, yeah.
Okay, so that would
So,
make sense.
yeah, so technically, I already got my third answer. I already got number three. So that one's already cool. So I'm fine there. But Bleach and Naruto,
The
the fact you have to go to a website to see like, okay, which starts filler and which one's not, nah. The fact that in Naruto there was a point where it was literally just one whole year
Yes.
real life year where weekly they brought out filler. 52 weeks of straight filler.
That's insane. I'm so glad they fixed how and a lot of anime get released now. Okay, so let's talk about which one is actually one and two, because Naruto has more episodes than Bleach, and the first series of Naruto technically ends after the Sasuke retrieval arc, right?
Yep.
And the rest of the series is filler
It's
for like
literally
a
filler until like the last 10 minutes of the last episode.
So then when it gets to Shippuden, which you're talking about, there's like a lot of huge filler spots. So I know like oh my God, the war arc, if they cut the filler out of the war arc, it's so much better. And
Yes.
then because I feel like the ending of the war arc with Kazuya, right?
Kaguya.
Kaguya got amplified because we had to deal with filler for like a year. And then when it came back, it was still off and on. With Bleach, it's difficult because, see, like Naruto's filler is kind of like mini, very, very mini arcs and then just like side quest episodes. Bleach has like full filler arcs that span like 20 episodes.
Yes, that is very true, and also with the case of the bleach filler, is like some of those fillers take, like they just stop what you're what they're currently doing in the arc,
Yeah.
then jump to a filler that's supposed to happen at some point. You don't know when. It's just not canon. You if you try to figure out where to place that in a timeline, stop. But it's just like, okay, let's say, oh yeah, Ichigo just finished defeating Grimmjow. Now let's cut into a filler where the Zanpakuto
Sentient beings
become sentient.
that
Excuse
betrayed.
me?
I know the Bount arc, which
Oh,
follows,
Lord.
that is one of the most hated filler. Maybe you're right. Bleach might be number one with it because then it's significantly shorter. But yeah, Bleach and Naruto are one and two, without a doubt, in some order. Oh no, but if you count Boruto too, that's all filler.
Oh, no. Oh, Bort. Bort.
Boruto is hard because it should pick up after the movie, but it doesn't pick up like canonically in the show where the movie is until like episode 40. So everything before that is filler.
It goes filler, then redoing the movie that you probably just saw. More filler.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, bruh. Dang, with that might be number one.
Naruto's gonna be one for me, but I do understand Bleach. That's why the Thousand Year Blood War arc is so much significantly better, which we'll cover later. All right, for the last one, which is Valentine's, Jacent, what does love mean to you?
Love for me means being willing to put my life down for the person. Person who I can genuinely say, like, I enjoy seeing, that I constantly think about, that I will dedicate myself to seeing. And this is all in terms of romantic love, but because love comes in many forms, so many. But that's in terms of romantic. In terms of like friendships, like, hey, you locked in, and like, I will, it's like, I will do stuff for you. Like, you call upon me, I will be there. As long as it ain't illegal. Actually, scratch that. Even if it was legal, I'll have to just weigh my options.
It
But
depends. Can we get away with
exactly. So with
it?
that, it's like, hey, to have that type of love is for real, like one of the best. I'm not gonna lie.
All right. For me, one of the standards of friendship, was like, especially when I was younger, was can I rob a bank with you? And can I reasonably see us getting away with it? So that was like one of my early standards of friendship in terms of like the trust, with it. Can I envision, so understanding the person, like what role would this person be in the robbery for it to be successful? But I also remember the line in Jedi Survivor where I don't remember the name of the witch girl's name, but where she says,
Marin.
where she says, you're never far from my thoughts. I think that kind of encapsulates just like a general love as well in terms of like even if you don't talk to the person for an extremely long time, they're never super far from your thoughts, and there's always like a general fondness to it. So I think that happens sacrificial. And then just like from flipping to a slightly negative part of it is that you don't ignore their flaws. You acknowledge it and you accept that in the person and then proceed forward with that. So I do think that's another aspect to it, for me at least.
Yeah, and even going along with that, another key category of love is, and this is getting dark, is like how badly will you feel whenever that person is out of your life, whether like they pass away or they no longer want to see you. Like if you are truly like crushed, heartbroken, like ugly crying, oh yeah, that love was real.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Like, I remember like sometimes when you like look at listen to sad music and then read the comments, it's like one thing that I will remember is that sometimes grieving per someone doesn't mean necessarily that they passed away. It's just that they're not in your life anymore. So that's a good aspect of it. So.
Yep. Hey, if one must love, you must bear the risk of hatred. Shout out to Pain.
That man knew. He understood. All right, so slightly transitioning there from the mailbag out of the Valentine's Day aspect of this podcast. So we're just going to talk about direction of the pod moving forward quickly. With that, again, we may or may not return in May, just depending on timing. But just kind of wanted to. We came with this episode after what happened in Minnesota. After we're recording this the day before the Super Bowl, so after our president confirmed that he's from Jujutsu Kaisen, so with certain posts of monkeys,
Oh.
yeah. So with that, I just kind of recognize the platform that we have. Obviously, we are talk about nerd stuff all the time. We're going to continue to talk about nerd stuff, but I just kind of like wanted to. In the future, get more into like deeper conversations, kind of like when we talked about Bitterroot, when we had deep dives and stuff like that, and just like have our voices because we're clearly being erased.
So it seems like this country, just everything that's been going on right now, many people are hurt, many people are just generally like really disenfranchised, discouraged, and just feels like they don't have a voice or they feel unheard. But I just wanted to, if you are feel listening to this podcast and you are feeling this way, just know that you are seen, you are heard, you are loved, and that your voice does not go unheard. Just know that you are validated in your feelings, especially in regards, in light of many different situations that are going into right now. As for us as a platform, I feel like it would be a good idea to, whenever we return back, that we can discuss those things, like even tie things into political climate now. I know like there's like a bunch of posts out there talking about, hey, if Captain America was real, like how would he respond? If Spider-Man was real, like how would he respond to situations? And like many people have like, and some people have like, well, majority of the people agree on like what they kind of like see and like what they think those characters' reactions would be, and that's their, but then there's always that vocal minority that keeps trying their hardest to prove otherwise. But in any case, I just want to say like, yeah, just again encourage everyone's like, hey, your voice is heard, just continue to speak out, especially like when it comes to injustices, when it comes to just any wrongdoings. Do not be afraid to speak out against all of that, because silence is complicity. To be silent means you are okay with it, and if you're not okay with it, you do have to speak out. And that's why what I just wanted to say in this moment right now.
Yeah, just because like it's easy for the denizens, and I know like for me personally, most days it's like okay, you gotta wake up Well, not gotta. You end up waking up angry, depressed, or feeling nothing to get through the day. And just like trying to find the small victories, but then it like resets because there's some other nonsense that happens, particularly here in this country. So again, and then just like us, being the pot that we are, I think it'll be helpful. I'm not gonna pretend like, we're gonna cover some topic that's gonna change the world immediately, but just like
I wish.
to yeah, but to, I mean, to bring a smile to someone for like 30 minutes is what we aim to do. Maybe change someone's perspective, who knows? But yeah, and again, we're gonna cover the big things. Like again, we're coming back in May covering stuff. We're gonna dance where they're throwing the money. So just to pull back the curtain, we're not dumb dumb. Our biggest episodes are when we cover like movies and then character studies and stuff like that. But again, like I want to do deep dives into stuff like we did earlier on, and then also of character studies. I don't think we've covered a black character at all.
Hey, that is crazy.
So
I
that
already know
yeah.
the
So
first one I
again.
want to do.
Yeah, I was thinking of multiple that we could potentially do. So it's definitely out there, but I just kind of wanted to address that since we're going to again be gone for a while and we have been gone for a minute. So.
Yeah, and also, hey, just FYI, hey, if you want me to do a deep dive on Star Wars government and seeing the parallels to today's time, go ahead, let me know because. Let's just say I may or may not already have a spreadsheet ready.
What's a teaser? All right. So with that, we are going to transition to the what's hot to wrap up the podcast. So usually that's what's hot currently in anime, TV shows, gaming, movies, and the like, comics and stuff like that. That's currently happening. But since we've been gone for about 2, 3 months, we're going to cover some of the things that we've watched because a lot of things are wrapping up, and then kind of what to expect between now and April in terms of things that are coming out this year. So Meech, what you got?
So for me, starting off with anime as I always do, finished up Gachi Akuta, that we all caught up there. We also have this show called May I Ask for One Final Thing. Really incredible anime, you know. Hey, Scarlett L. Van Damien, you one of them ones.
What's it about?
Basically, it's about a princess who throw hands.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
You slight her, the hands get thrown.
I know what you're talking about.
And then also Hell's Paradise season 2 didn't dropped.
I gotta watch season one, man. I heard that is really good.
Oh, it is. It is. We also have JJK back.
Have you seen the skits with the of this season with JJK?
Yup, I've seen them all. Yes. Of course, if you don't know, basically one of Naoya, it gets crazy, and then also, Maki.
That and
All I'm gonna say
also
about that.
just all the teasing about like how JJK explains its rules and stuff like that, and like
Oh
how it has
Lord.
bars upon bars of text and everything.
This audio was created with async.com.
And like how
Oh
it has
Lord.
bars upon bars of text, and everything comes down to it except for Gojo.
But yes, so continue on. My Hero Academia may have ended, but its spin-off show Vigilantes hasn't.
Yes, sir.
So we're currently in season 2 for that. Also, Fire Force season 3 has been teased. We
Well, it's
got a
current.
trailer for
It's
that.
happening right now.
Oh, it's
Yeah,
back now?
it's part two of season three, and part two is the final season. Well, yeah, the final season of the show. So it's wrapping up after this. The teases that it's happening in this show, I had to look this up. The creator of this is the same creator of Soul Eater.
Yes.
So it's crazy because some of the stuff happening in the show, you're like, oh, okay. So
So
yeah.
why does it seem so familiar? But yeah, yep. So also, I'm gonna go ahead and get into the and now the next category, Dragon Ball. All right, because hopefully the Galactic Patrol arc, aka the Moro arc,
Yes.
we finally eating, we finally
We've been
eating.
talking about the goat for 3 years.
And now the goat is here. Oh, we're gonna be eating good. But also, we not done eating. We're not done eating at all because Sparking Zero got a basically new DLC. Well, it's gonna be getting new DLC, basically expanding the roster and adding characters who should have been in the base game. But you know, hey, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. We're getting more. We're eating good, and they're adding back the same game modes from Tenkaichi 3. So like Mission 100. So replayability thing that people have been clamoring for. Oh yeah, it's back. We up right now. And then also continuing on with the Galactic Patrolman saga, we also have the Dragon Ball Super Beerus arc, which means that basically they are redoing Dragon Ball Super, but with adding stuff from the manga in there as well.
Ooh.
And from current sources I've seen as of a few minutes ago, dictate that it starts later this year and it's going to lead all the way up through to the Moro arc. So everything from Beerus, Frieza, the Universe 6 tournament, Goku Black, Tournament of Power, Broly, and then Moro, all the way up to Moro in
Okay,
2028.
so it's the whole, essentially all of Super just like more focused now.
Think of it as Super Kai. Think because they're basically condensing the Beerus saga into 6 episodes. And then the Frieza saga, I forgot how many, but there was
Okay.
reports that like the Goku Black episode is gonna be like 18 episodes long. I'm like, please. But yeah, so it's basically gonna be condensing it into a weekly format as well.
Okay, because at first when I saw it, I know you texted me and then I thought it was a movie, but yeah, okay, I didn't know it was the whole series,
Yep,
essentially.
it's the whole series. We back, baby. All right. Continuing on, since I'm gonna be here a while. All right, comics. We got Venom, with the return of Null. Big Null, big back. We back. We in his good graces. MJ's still Venom, so we still not fully back yet. But
We getting there.
there is gonna be an event called Death Spiral, in which MJ Venom is supposed to be teaming up with Pete and Eddie Brock Carnage. So we got that going for us.
Okay.
Hopefully she loses the symbiote in this event. Please.
Gotta get that hate out your heart.
There. Do you see who on my chest right now? There's
That's
nothing but venom in my veins.
a good point.
But yeah, so we also have Amazing Spider-Man. Actually, Pete is out here. He back now. He back from his training arc. The Miles Morales book has officially ended, so ended off on a good point. The Ultimate Spider-Man comic, as well as the Ultimate Universe, officially ends, but then in May, it's coming back.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that because I know you were very upset by
Oh yeah, I
it.
was, but it just got announced that in May, the Ultimate Universe, it's gonna be like Ultimate Fallout or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, so we still got more Ultimate Universe. All right.
Okay.
So no need to cry. Absolute Universe is still an absolute nightmare. I'm still not going to Absolute Gotham. Absolutely not.
I need to see the crossover. I got to read the crossover with Wonder Woman.
Oh yeah. It's actually really good. Both crossovers actually. And then also speaking of crossovers, the DC KO event. What is that? It's an event where essentially due to shenanigans, all the characters have to fight each other in a tournament style. Think Mortal Kombat. Which is very fitting because they released a one-shot issue, which basically details how multiple characters in from different verses come in. So you have stuff like, I think Plastic Man ends up fighting Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat 1,
Jeez.
and also like Superman fights Homelander.
Oh, wash.
It wasn't.
No way.
Either they really downscaled Superman or they upscaled Homelander crazy.
That's crazy.
Oh, but you know what else is crazy? The Joker fights the Annabelle doll.
Oh, God. Which version of Joker?
The current Joker,
Okay.
just regular comic Joker.
Okay, I thought it was absolute.
Nah, we haven't seen anything from that demon ever since he appeared. I don't want to see him ever again, but nah, regular Joker fights the Annabelle doll. I'm here like, how are you still alive?
Insane.
It should have possessed you by now. And then also other stuff like Wonder Woman fighting Red Sonja, different stuff like that. But I'm like, yo, this is getting crazy. And then all those characters get teleported back to their universe and it just business as usual. That's the only thing I read from that event. That's the crazy part.
That's
But keep
funny.
it on. Let's keep on. Let's keep on going. Because again, we're going to be here all day. As far as video games, Marvel Rivals, we get big Deadpool out here
Let's
being
go.
all three classes. And then, oh, we cooked on that. And then Resident Evil 9 Requiem. See
Let's
my boy
go.
Leon Kennedy at 50 years old still dropping folks like flies.
Yes.
I'm here for it. Also, that game drops sometime in February. I think it's like the end of February, like 26 or something like that.
I won't be seeing you.
You won't. And now TV. All right, as you know, Stranger Things has ended. Even though there's a Nancy spinoff that's released
Ooh.
at some point. We also had Star Wars Visions that dropped. Wonder Man dropped.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's a really great series. I'm not gonna lie to you. We also had the second season of Fallout.
I gotta finish the finale, but I heard it was really good.
Oh boy, let's just say at a certain point, one of the characters does something. I'm like, that's me! That's me! That's me!
Yeah, I'm gonna try to watch the finale either today or
That's
tomorrow.
literally my character. I don't care who you think you is, that is me. Glad to know my character lives on in the show. Now I wanna plug up my PS3 and play Fallout New Vegas again. All
Nice.
right. And then also another announcement, Death Battle is coming back. And they decide to go ahead and do something real dumb. So the first episode, which drops this Sunday at the time of the recording, is gonna be Ichigo Kurosaki.
Uh-oh.
No, we just talked about our boy Ichigo fighting Yusuke Urameshi. I don't know what the Yu Yu Hakusho fans did to deserve such a beating,
That's a watch.
but here's my thing, right? It's like you have Death Battle has two choices. Either they go with the obvious choice, and they say like, okay, they may not get as many likes and whatnot. Like, all right, it's business as usual. Or they go with the dumb choice and end up causing such fan outrage that we end up rioting again.
Indeed.
Let's just say we riot at dawn. And then finally, as far as movies, Avengers Doomsday is coming in December. You've seen all them teases, all the trailers and whatnot. And according to the Russos, they say like, oh yeah, they're not teasers, there's stories and there's themes in it. There's many analysis as to what it is. I still have not fully determined it myself, but we still gonna get into it. We also have Michael dropping in April. He gonna be on the screen and I will be there in full force. And then finally Return to Silent Hill dropped. Save your money. Just go ahead, save your money. I just don't wanna spend any more time on it. All right,
Go
what you
ahead.
got?
All right, I'm gonna be super brief with this. Godzilla Minus Zero confirmed, so sequel to Godzilla Minus One.
Oh
That
yeah.
happened over our break. I just saw today there's gonna be a Blue Lock live action movie that drops August 7th in Japan. That Frieren season 2 is here. I just started season 1 of Frieren. Absolutely incredible show. Another anime that's new, Sentenced to Be a Hero, is phenomenal. That's gonna be one of them ones. And then in terms of the Game of Thrones universe, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms should be wrapping up in 2 episodes. That is actually a really phenomenal show. It kind of gives Andor vibes to, if you
Really?
compare it to the Game of Thrones universe, in terms of just taking a smaller story and just focusing on just like the heart of the characters rather than like the bigger picture. And then to wrap up, I have to give a mea culpa, because I watched this movie while we were on break. It dropped in early January, and I went on a rant about the prequel to this movie. I did see the 28 years later Bone Temple. Bone Temple is one of the better movies I've watched in recent years. Absolutely incredible performances. I said I would not watch it after what happened in 28 years later. I went against that and I don't regret it. That was a really good movie in the Bone Temple. So let's wrap this up. Again, housekeeping, plugs. We're going to be back on break, season six. Stay tuned for May. So like, comment, subscribe, turn on the notifications for when we do return. Let's do the plugs. Get up out of here.
All right, Instagram, X for Nomads, Twitter, and Threads, BlurredCity22. As he said before, like, comment, subscribe. You already know what to do. Blurred City Pod. That's our YouTube and our Patreon. You want to donate some extra cheddar? Go ahead, do so. Get access to very exclusive episodes. I'm gonna have myself some Dragon Ball and some Star Wars rants. I'm about to go crazy on here. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, we have ourselves our Discord linked in the Instagram page. Find community of peer degeneracy. And then we have our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com. That's where if you want to send us your questions for mailbag episodes, if you want to see, see like, hey, if there's a certain topic that piques your fantasy, go ahead and send that to us, and then we may make an episode out of it. And if you just want to send hate mail, go ahead and do so. You only wasted a few minutes of your life, and it wastes 0 seconds of ours. So yeah, and then finally I'm the Jedi Bono Mustafar on Instagram and TikTok. Yes, we do have TikTok. It's fully Americanized now. Oh, what you
Unfortunately.
got?
All right, for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram, that is Mitri underscore dash, so that is Mitri underscore dash. For my X slash Twitter, that is at the mad dash 16. And if you're interested in my two books, Phantom Reckoning and Phantom Pains, that is available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes and Noble. So with that, we will leave you some words of encouragement. Mitri, what do you have for the people?
All right, so for my words of encouragement, it's just the fact that, again, despite everything going on, there's always a ray of hope. Even when the world seems to be going downhill and becoming just filled with pure sin and whatnot, you can stand up and be the righteous person who speaks out against it. And that's what I have.
All right, for what I have, mountains are created because water consistently crashes against rocks and deforms them. So no matter how long it takes, keep up the fight. It may not impact us, but like Luthen says, it can help generations down the line. So keep fighting. Like we always say, it's not goodbye forever. It's goodbye for now. That's the Blurred City Podcast.
See ya later.
This audio was created with async.com.